Mojo, obviously, Grant Golden got going, and their three-point shooting was outstanding. You guys made some switches from the zone to the man-to-man, hung in there. Shot pretty well in the first half, but same thing happened in the second where they were able to get going, and Gilliard started getting some buckets, and they were able to extend their lead. He got it down to 9:48:39 and had a chance for a three-pointer to cut it to six, but after that, Gilliard went on a little bit of a run, and they were able to win the game.
Yeah, we didn't guard the basketball. We didn't guard transition. We didn't guard the three-point line. You know, we didn't do a good job on defense at all throughout the entire game, and you know, we got to look ourselves in the mirror for that. They shot 62%. I thought they shot the ball really, really well. Grant Golden hit one in the first half. They hit a bank three. You know, Sal Carisi came off the bench and hit one, so they did a great job of just knocking down shots. And it's unfortunate because we didn't shoot the ball poorly. We shot 48%. We just didn't guard. You know, we didn't guard. We didn't offensive rebound, things that we talked about. But it's tough to offensive rebound when they're shooting at a 70% clip for the majority of the game. So very, really, really disappointing effort on our part. We got to get back to the drawing board and figure out the reasons why we could come out and not guard the three-point line the way we needed to like that.
Yeah, you look at the rebounding, obviously 32-18 you mentioned, no second chance opportunities for GW. That was key. And talk about the defense against Golden, what you're trying to do there. He was obviously pretty physical for Langerica. What he was able to do to try to hang in there for you after you had to switch from the zone to man-to-man.
Well, against the zone, you know, he's a guy that doesn't shoot the ball great from the perimeter. So you kind of dare him to take some 18-footers and threes and all that kind of stuff. And credit to him, he took his lone three and he made it. And then he knocked down some jumpers from the free throw line. So that got us out of our zone because they were playing so well in it. And then, then he got into his wheelhouse. This is what he does against man-to-man, which is back guys down and get what he wants around, gets what he wants around the rim. So we didn't do a good enough job of contesting him and forcing him to miss shots. But credit to them, they knocked down some tough shots. You know, they knocked down some tough shots. They shot the ball extremely well throughout the course of the game. Some of that was us, some of that was them. Just disappointing in the way we guarded, you know, because we shot the ball well. Again, you know, 81% from the free throw line, 48% from the field. You know, we shot the ball well, we just didn't guard. You know, and they present a tough matchup. Gilliard's a heck of a player. He's averaging 20 a game. And Golden, I think both those guys are all confidence-type players. We just didn't do a good enough job on them overall.
Maceo had a career-high 24. You know, he really was being very aggressive. DJ obviously was himself. And Messi did a nice job connecting. But we're unable to get consistent offense for times where you'd go through a little bit of droughts trying to get the offense going.
Yeah, and that's what they do to you a little bit. You know, they make you stagnant. Team struggle to score against them. You know, I thought that the lulls we had in terms of running offense were glaring at times. But when we executed, we scored the ball. We shot it well. You know, we made 48%. Maceo was really, really good for us. You know, he was the one bright spot offensively. I thought he did a really good job of knocking down shots, getting transitions. Good to see him play well. You know, obviously, I thought we missed Terry Nolan and his ability to shoot the ball. You know, we had some good looks from three that, you know, Juice had the miss in the corner there. We still shot 6-15, but I thought we missed him, and, you know, we didn't do the job defensively. Looking at the box score now, you know, 17 points for Golden on 6-10. Jacob Gilliard, 7-12. Jake Wojcik, 4-7 from three. So we just didn't do a good enough job defensively, and that's the disappointing part because I knew we would score well. We needed to guard better.
Makes sense. Thanks so much, Mojo.